young lad who went at pick five. He's headed for the Gold Coast. Mac Andrew creates a bit of history himself with a tremendous heritage as he comes to our game. Mac, congratulations. It's great to have you on SEM.
Oh, cheers. Thank you. Cheers for having me.
How big was last night for you?
Yeah, well, it's crazy. Crazy experience. It's been a long time coming. And, you know, to get to experience it with, you know, my friends and family, yeah, it was just great.
Was it almost overwhelming?
Yeah, it was like, I don't really know how to feel. Like, it was just, it went pretty quick. Like, felt like it went for ages, but quick at the same time. I just, like, don't really know how to describe it.
And the family, you're surrounded by your loved ones for it. Is what was their sense of what you're about to embark upon?
Yeah, they were all really excited for me. They're probably keen for me to leave the house. You know, got a big family, so they're probably keen to get me out the house. But they were really excited for me, though.
Yeah, there was great excitement all around. So could we tap a little bit of your footy journey? Actually, maybe the family journey first. Mac, you referenced last night that your parents had sacrificed a lot. So born in Egypt, you come to Australia of South Sudanese heritage. What do you know about your parents' decision to come to this country?
I just know, you know, they fled South Sudan to go to Egypt. And then, one of my dad's brothers gave them a form to fill out to come to Australia, and you know, Dad just filled it out, hoping he'd be able to get accepted in. And then he did, and I guess that's just kind of how we got here. And then came across 2004, and so all I remember is pretty much just growing up here, starting school here, starting footy here, and all that.
It's a big family story, isn't it? When you think about the world and what they would have lived through.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about all the stuff that they had to go through just to get me here. So, really grateful for all that.
Whereabouts did you grow up in Melbourne, Mac?
Started off down in Winterna South and then moved out to Berwick around 2015. That's where I've been ever since.
And when does footy enter your journey? Did you start playing as a little kid?
Yeah, I was pretty early, under nines. Down in Winterna South as well, the local club there.
At what age does it start to get serious for you?
Probably just going into last year, was like my first year playing, at a NAB club and like the under 18 system. And then I thought if I had a good year last year, I could set myself up for a really big year this year. And then obviously last year got scrubbed out. So I just try to have a really strong pre-season this year and then just try to put my best foot forward for this season.
If we'd said to you 12 months ago, hey, Mac, you'll go in the top five in the draft, would you have believed that?
No, probably would have laughed at you. Probably thought you're crazy.
How rapidly has it all unfolded for you?
Yeah, it's all been really quick. Like, everything just happens, you know, like in the blink of an eye. It happens, all really quick.
How much footy did you get to play this year, Mac?
I think I would have played maybe five NAB games, and then I think two or three school games, and then got to play the academy game as well. So maybe 10 or so altogether, if that.
Did you miss it when you weren't able to play it?
Yeah, it was pretty annoying, like not knowing, you know, when you might have your like last training session or last game. So, yeah, it was pretty annoying, but couldn't really do much about it. I guess after the first lockdown, you kind of knew what to expect when you go into it again.
Yeah. When did you start to have conversations with clubs?
This year, I think my first one would have been before the season, and it probably started to ramp up midway through the year, like during COVID, they were doing a lot then. So probably, midway through the year is when I started getting quite a few.
And what sort of impression did you get? Did you start to realise at that stage that this was not only a real hope, but that this was going to happen for you?
Got to the point where I was, I put myself in a good position. I was pretty confident that I was going to get drafted. It did give me that belief and confidence that I'd be a chance.
And Gold Coast, so how intense has that been in recent weeks?
So I've talked to them a couple of times, I think three or four times maybe in the past couple of weeks, and then had a meeting with Stewie Jew and like the coaching staff on Monday, and then me and Cal have been having just regular phone calls as well.
Did it start to build an excitement in you?
Yeah, kind of. I think I kind of knew for a while that it was like a real possibility. I was really, really excited for it to actually happen.
There'll be a lot of players who are facing up to the reality, as you say, of leaving home and leaving the state. Are you ready and eager to get on a plane and abandon Victoria and set up home on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, I was probably one of the boys who weren't as nervous to like moving to state. So I'm pretty keen to go up to the Gold Coast as well. You know, good weather up there, and they got really good young talent. And you know, it's a club that seems like they're heading in the right direction.
There'll be an impatience to play. There always is, Mac. What will your short term be? Will you set yourself to play early in your first season, or what's your development path, do you think?
I'll probably just try getting cracked down and second my teammates, and then hopefully set myself up to try play early as possible.
With your background, Mac, do you feel like you're representing the community as well? So the first player of South Sudanese background to go in the top five, and Alia is there last night, and the players that we've seen across the competition over the past decade or so. Are you sort of leading the community a little bit, do you think?
I feel like I am now. You know, you get messages from, I guess, like younger Sudanese kids, congratulating you and like, telling you about your journey as well. I do start to feel that now as well.
The reality is today you're an AFL player. It's pretty great, isn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty good waking up today, stress-free and all that. It was really good.
Mac, enjoy it. When will you leave? How quickly do you have to be on the Gold Coast?
I think I have to wait for the border restrictions, so not for a while. I think I've got a couple of weeks still here.
Little bit of time at home to get life organised. Mac, congratulations. It was great to see last night for you and for the other 19 players. It's a brilliant night to see careers get underway. Good luck.
Cheers. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mac Andrew, who went pick five, he heads to the Gold Coast. 1-300-736-736. Share your first impressions. Draft night last night, the players who were instantly taken, and I reckon they touched our hearts a little bit last night. It's such a reassuring event for footy. I know it's a bit long-winded and all, but it does give us a chance to meet all of them and just to get that first snapshot of their story.